KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, sprinkles, and 45 degrees. We look for the rain to be ending this morning at a high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We picked up 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight here in Atlantic. In the news, two men, one from Pennsylvania, the other from western Iowa, were injured Tuesday evening during a collision on the interstate in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2014 Ford rental truck was stopped along the shoulder of I-680-29 westbound at mile marker 40 and was about to re-enter I-680. In doing so, the truck, driven by 44-year-old Bernard Ogudo of Whitehall, Pennsylvania, blocked both lanes of traffic. The truck was struck by a westbound 2007 Jeep Grand Cherokee driven by 35-year-old Jason Parker of Persia. Both drivers were transported to Mercy Hospital by Minden Rescue. Their injuries were described as minor. The accident happened at around 5:10 p.m. Two people, a man and a woman, were arrested on separate charges Tuesday evening in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say at around 9 p.m., 48-year-old Christine Courtney Ryan of Elliott was arrested in Elliott for fraudulent practice in the fourth degree. Ryan was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Earlier in the evening, 26-year-old Chase Michael Samples of Red Oak was arrested in Red Oak for allegedly violating a protection order. Samples was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Deputies in Fremont County arrested a Colorado man Tuesday morning following a traffic stop in Hamburg. A vehicle driven by 32-year-old Nicholas James Buck of Fort Morgan, Colorado, was stopped at around 7:30 a.m. for having fictitious license plates. The deputy learned that Buck was wanted on a warrant out of Lancaster County, Nebraska, and detained him while the Fremont County K-9 conducted a search in and around the vehicle. During the search, the dog alerted to the presence of a controlled substance. The deputy found just over 3/4 of a pound of a substance resembling methamphetamine in the vehicle and several items of drug paraphernalia. Buck was arrested for possession of a counterfeit controlled substance with the intent to deliver, failure to have insurance, operating a motor vehicle without a license, and operating a non-registered vehicle. He was being held at the Fremont County Jail on $100,000 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning will continue discussion with regard to the bid process for the courthouse heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVAC, replacement project. Their meeting begins at 8:30, and during the meeting last week, the consensus of the board was to move forward with the replacement of the courthouse HVAC system. Auditor Dale Sunderman said the cost will exceed $135,000. The competitive bid process must be followed under Iowa code. In other business, the board today may take action on the appointment of a Cass County Township trustee, a vacancy term for which is available through 2016 with a 4-year term to follow. A public hearing will be held this morning in Greenfield with regard to a fiscal year 2015 Adair County budget amendment. The hearing, followed by action on a resolution approving the amendment and an appropriations resolution, will take place during the Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting that begins at 9 a.m. In other business, custodian Rich Wallace will talk with the supervisors about the courthouse roof, and the board will act on various administrative matters, including a 28E agreement, Grove Township mowing, and election equipment contracts. In the funeral announcements, Dean Hollister, age 79, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Dean Hollister will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Jeffrey J. Richter, age 52, of Atlantic, died Friday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A funeral mass for Jeff Richter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Daniel E. Campbell, age 90, of Mission, Texas, and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in McAllen, Texas. A massive Christian burial service for Daniel Campbell will take place in Mission, Texas, tomorrow at 10:30, a graveside service will take place June 14th at the Forest Lawn Memory Gardens in Greenwood, Texas. John Vernon Greenlee, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for John Greenlee will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Sylvia Margaret Murphy, age 98, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven. A massive Christian burial service for Margaret Murphy will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lloyd Lilly, age 74, of Garland, Texas, and formerly of Orient, died March 31st. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Lloyd Lilly will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. John Camizzi, age 58, of Oakland, died May the 12th at the Oakland Manor. Family and friends will gather for remembrances of John Camizzi on Saturday at the Vernon Bar and Grill in Cedar Rapids from 2 until 5 p.m. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the local arrangements. Vera Martha Beebe, age 99, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Vera Beebe will be held June 19th at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Kenneth Kramer, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Rural Lewis, died December 15th at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Kenneth Kramer will be held June the 4th at 3 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic with a reception to follow. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.